Air pollution control officials say don't breathe the air. Good afternoon. I'm anybody you want me to be. Don't breathe. That's a word from Roanoke City's air pollution control office. And air pollution control official Luther O. Johnson says that around noon today, right over Mill Mountain, a mysterious cloud appeared.
Well, I saw it and it looked like an ordinary cloud to me, but then I took a deep breath and I swear it just about knocked me over. And now the smell just isn't confined to the southeast section of the city. It's everywhere. Northeast, northwest, southwest. Yep, we're even getting reports from Hunting Hills. Now, if you want to know what I think it is, I'll tell you. I believe it's a giant fart from parts unknown.
City officials say if you must breathe, at least for the next few hours, do so at your own risk. The Pope gets a piece of ass. That story coming up.
I went to Wrangler Ranch. Got me a pair of blue jeans down at that Wrangler Ranch. And I want to tell you, my life has not been the same. Things have been so different since I went to that Wrangler Ranch. All them little ladies, they just want to touch me all over. Wrangler Ranch has just changed my life. Wrangler Ranch, Crossroads Mall, upper level, Tanglewood.
Well, it's happened. Finally happened. For the first time in history, the Pope has been laid. Details are sketchy, but it's been reported by our Rome correspondent, Melissa Goodhead, that the Pope managed to escape from Vatican guards and hopped a bus to Venice, where he was seen entering Madame Mona's house of fun. Madame Mona says the Pope was completely satisfied, said a prayer, and left with a smile on his face. In a surprise announcement today, the president of Southeast Alliance Neighborhood Alliance, Gary Fouts, says he plans to marry OIC's director, George Franklin. Fouts says the Reverend Jerry Falwell will perform the ceremony blindfolded. No date has been set pending notification of next of kin. As many of you know, this is Black Heritage Month in the Roanoke Valley, and Roanoke's mayor, Noel Taylor, says he plans to celebrate by loaning out his orange Cadillac to some poor white folk. City Manager Byrne Ewart says the mayor's gesture is just part of the reason why the city of Roanoke is such a great place to live. Roanoke City Police say a 14-year-old boy has been charged with possession of 4 pounds of pure cocaine and a bag full of Quaaludes. Police say the youngster has been under investigation for over 3 months. He's believed to be connected to a drug ring that's allegedly been supplying city administrators with illegal medication. Captain of Roanoke City's Department of Drugs and Vice, R.L. Reno, says the suspect was cornered somewhere down on the market.
Yes, it was really scary for a while. I thought I was going to have an anxiety attack. I mean, who needs this aggravation? Anyway, we caught the little bastard. It was simply just marvelous.
We obtained this exclusive interview from the suspect whose name has been withheld because of his age.
Hey, Mama, what it is? Drugs? Uh-uh, baby, not me, honey. Brother, my ass was framed. You know, like I was framed. I mean, I ain't gonna carry no shit on my ass. I'm too small for that, you know. Hey, motherfucker, get your sticky white hands off me. And you ain't gonna take my motherfucking ass nowhere. What you mean, jail? Brother, let's stop. Shit. Goddamn, old shit.
City Manager Byrne Ewart says that's just part of the reason why the city of Roanoke is such a great place to live. Officials of Roanoke County, Vinton, the town of Salem, and Roanoke City have agreed not to agree on anything. And as you know, Salem officials want to break away from the county and start their own school system. However, there's a small problem. Salem has a superintendent of schools, but no schools. Roanoke City manager reached for comment at the Roanoke Rehabilitation Center, said, and I quote, It's 32 degrees in the valley. I'm Zazu Pitts. WROV News.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.